This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You again have with yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. Thank you for jumping on. By the way, if you want to watch us live, go to sonsoflibertymedia.com, go to YouTube, right side of the page, click us on, join us on live chat. Sonsoflibertymedia.com, also 13 articles over there giving you the information that the CIA-controlled mainstream media means to withhold, means purposely omits. Just for the record, you can also jump over to beforeitsnews.com, beforeitsnews.com. Do the same thing there. We're on the front page. Click us on, jump over onto live chat, and you can interact with us. If that's the case, great. If not, you're driving, 1-866-582-9933, 1-866-582-9933. Folks, if this is the first time listening to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. What we're going to be doing today here, friends, is talking about gun sales are up. Listen carefully. 309%. Gun sales are up 309%. Why is that? It's the voice that tyrants in the mainstream media don't want you to hear. Because they don't want you to know, friends, that you're united in the American cause. They want to inundate you with their continuous barrage of lies and propaganda as they continuously divide the American people step by step, every step of the way. Mark 3:25. Again, Jesus said that a house divided against itself will not stand, and that's exactly what they mean to do, is continuously divide the American people so they can conquer, so that you are conquered much more easily, friends. With that again said, friends, I want to say this in response to everything that's going on in this country. Listen, let their cruelty swell our ranks, because they are. If you read Exodus 1, you look at the Pharaoh who continuously afflicted the children of Israel. The more he afflicted, what does the Bible say, friends? The more they multiplied. Listen, the more they afflicted, the more they multiplied. That's exactly right. And with that said, friends, we are multiplying, and rest assured, our ranks are swelling. And I'm talking about righteous ranks, lawful Christians, friends, law-abiding citizens that call themselves patriots and or conservatives. They're sick and tired of what's going on in this country. Speaking of which, did you see this? This is Thomas Massie. He was the only representative in the House to withstand, friends, go up against the flow concerning every single one of those said representatives on the federal floor that, folks, sold you out for 30 pieces of silver. Listen carefully as to what his post, he tweeted this out. This is Thomas Massie in his post. He said, the stimulus package that just passed is the biggest wealth transfer from common folks to the super rich, Wall Street and bankers in the history of mankind. Listen carefully, friends. This is an insider. The stimulus package that just passed is the biggest wealth transfer from common folks to the super rich, the Wall Street and the bankers in the history of mankind. All under who? He who shares and continuously, again, throws out to his followers that, you know, we're making America great again. No, the new slogan should be destroying America day by day. And the sad part about it is this, his followers are loving him for it. What Thomas Massie just said, friends, was sold to you by this administration as the big win for America. Did you hear what I said? The big win for America. Oh, by the way, I need to add this. Thomas Massie said, too, and ending on his tweet, done in the name of a virus with $1,200 checks as the cheese in the trap. Isn't that what we said? Didn't we say that this was the pill in the jam, friends? I don't believe we're done. They're going to keep pushing for another one. We know that Nancy Pelosi is going to push for another coronavirus relief bill. We do know that. Even after spending over $2 trillion. I might want to share this with you, too, and you might want to hear this. Outside of the fact that you were told that this was, again, a big win for America by the current administration and by all the said representatives that signed on to it, it is a big win. It's a big win for them and their partners in crime against we the people as they continuously empty the scoppers. Friends, or the coppers, you're being robbed. Okay? You know the pork in this bill was $350 million for foreign refugees. You know that. This was the big win for America that $350 million went to foreign refugees as they're allured into America. Just for the record, Deuteronomy 28 verse 43, Deuteronomy 28 verse 50, read Leviticus 26 starting in 15 as well and go to the end of the chapter. $800 million went for the humanities and the arts, right? The endowment for. Did you guys know, this is kind of crazy, but I think it's very telling. Did you know that the Kennedy Center was a part of that? We all know that, right? Remember Donald Trump said that just recently? Well, we got to give the left what they want. It's what he said. We got to give them what they want. Well, it wasn't for the left, friends. It was for him and his special interest, friends. Listen carefully. The Kennedy Center Board of Trustees, okay? I want to show you how this works. This is the curtain pulled back so you can see on the inside, okay? This is the Board of Trustees at the Kennedy Center Board, again, of Trustees. Listen carefully. Guess who is senior honorary chairman or chairwoman on the Board of Trustees over at the Kennedy Center? Melania Trump. Whoa! We have to give the left what they want. No, no, no. He gave himself what he wanted while he blamed the left for what he did. I mean, it's not bad enough, friends, that we have the right now blaming the left for what the right is responsible for, and they still refuse to repent before a just and a holy God. Oh, rest assured, repent not. Remember, God is angry with the wicked every day. The plumb line has been dropped, and you can rest assured the Lord's not passing that plumb line any longer. So you keep going on with your bad self. You keep going ahead and testing your steel against the living God because you're going to find yourself up in hell because you're refuse to acknowledge the truth. Honorary chairs on the Board of Trustees, the Kennedy Center Board of Trustees. Remember how many millions? I believe it was $35 million that went to the Kennedy Center, right? And again, Donald Trump said it was for the leftists. We have to give them what they want. His wife is senior honorary chair. Guess who's right under Melania Trump? You ready for this? I hope you're sitting down. Michelle Obama. Guess who else is an honorary chairwoman? Laura Bush. Guess who else is an honorary chairwoman? Hillary Rodham Clinton. Oh, my goodness. I thought these people were all arch enemies. That's how they sell them to you, America. But when you pull the curtain back, guess what? They're on the same team. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. We'll be right back.
It was William Booth who founded the Salvation Army that said, "I consider that the chief dangers which confront the coming century will be religion without the Holy Ghost, Christianity without Christ, forgiveness without repentance, salvation without generation, politics without God, and heaven without hell." It was also the same William Booth who said, "If you want to change the future, then you're going to have to trouble the present." Well, we here at the Sons of Liberty have always been a troubler of the present to preserve our future for generations to come. And you can be a part of it too. Go to SonsOfLibertyRadio.com and click on the Spread the Word button where you can join us in taking part in winning this nation for Christ by becoming a son or daughter of liberty. You can also make a one-time donation as well by clicking the Donate Donate Securely button on our landing page. We cannot do this apart from you. We are all together in this fight to win America back unto Christ and restore us back to the foundations that made us great. Go to SonsOfLibertyRadio.com today.
This is Rob Pugh from Wisconsin Christian News. I'm proud to partner with the Sons of Liberty. We're a national Christian newspaper available now in all 50 states. We have some of the very best writers in the entire country, including Bradley Dean. Check out our website and subscribe. Online, print, or better yet, get both at a discount for ease of sharing and accessible anywhere. And please consider donating to help our ministry continue and grow across the nation and around the world. Check us out, WisconsinChristianNews.com.
As you listen to the show today, you're probably thinking, how can I be a part of changing culture and restoring this country for our posterity? Well, we at the Sons of Liberty have an answer for you. Pick up the phone and call radio stations in your hometown. Tell them you want to hear the Sons of Liberty on your AM and FM stations. Help us multiply the message that we deliver to the nation every day. And equip your community with the truth that is protecting our liberty for generations to come. Remember, we can do this together.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Folks, got a lot to cover today. And I want to tell you too, friends, the information that I'm sharing with you right now, I got to attribute that to all of my friends that are continuously inundating me with information. It's overkill, but you know what? It's important because we're vetting, we're chewing the meat, and we're spitting out the bones. But it's information that you need to know because it counters the lies that are being thrown on you on a 24/7 basis. I also wanted to let you know, if you want to jump on anytime, driving the car, you want to call, pro, con, doesn't matter, 1-866-582-9933, 1-866-582-9933. Folks, gun sales are up 390%. I'm sorry, 309%, forgive me, 309. The voice that tyrants and the mainstream media don't want you to hear. I want to go back and I want to cover a couple things before we get back to the main topic or actually get onto the main topic. I was just highlighting the fact, friends, that this big win for America, right? We just found out there's $350 million that went to foreign refugees in America. Okay, they're alluring them in here to hand off your country. It's part of judgment. It's just how it goes. There's $800 million for endowment for the humanities and the arts, $100 million for NASA, $25 million for cleaning supplies for the Capitol building, $25 million for additional House of Reps salary. Folks, it's not about the corona reliefs or the relief bill that's there to aid the people. It's they're serving themselves, friends. They gave themselves a raise, okay? And they sold it to you as it being about your care. Now, what I want you to hear is this. There's also an amnesty for nearly 800,000 DACA illegal aliens inside of that bill, okay? So there's a lot more going on than what you're being told. As a matter of fact, they're omitting what they actually did concerning the pork in that bill. Okay, and the way they did this is they gave you a $1,200 check. Okay, well, they robbed your coffers of over $2 trillion. $2 trillion. Okay, now if you think about the $25 million that was given unto them for pay raises, divided by 535 members of Congress, round that off, it's $47,000 each. You got a $1,200 check. Okay. Also, keep in mind this authority that the president took upon himself did not, nor was it ever delegated by we the people to go ahead and sign on to this bill. He did it on his own, and they did it under the guise of the coronavirus. Right? Am I right in saying this? Absolutely. Everybody knows it to be true. Okay. And I'm piggybacking right now off of Ron Paul, who said the coronavirus was a hoax. I personally want you to question the origins and the authenticity of what's going on. I also want you to understand over the last week, we have been exposing these clinics across the country, friends, where there's crickets. We had Todd Starnes, we had Jason Jones, we have a young individual in Arizona that went to the hospitals. Well, guess what, friends? This is spreading like wildfire right now. We have people all over the United States of America sending pictures in now. I won't say her last name, but Sherry has taken it upon herself to begin to accumulate all these pictures of hospitals across the country. Friends, crickets. Crickets. With pictures. Crickets. Here's Staten Island University Hospital Hot Zone Wednesday. No one's there. Another guy, Tom. Two immediate care locations in Louisville today. 30-30. That was yesterday. Crickets. Another picture of a Reynolds has a pretty busy parking lot. There's four cars there. This was posted by Jordan. Then we have more video by Sherry. And folks, there's she has 19 pictures just on her site of pictures that she captured from herself and for herself to show the American people that this is all a bunch of phooey. Okay? There's nothing behind this besides of what they keep inundating you with. Friends, the narrative is to scare the people into submission. The narrative is to scare the people into submission. That's all we've heard. Okay? Now, I want to go back to this real quick because I want you to understand, I didn't say that it was hooey. We heard from the president back in the 30s, Roosevelt, who said there's nothing that happens in politics that's not first planned. Is it true? I didn't say it. He said it. Okay? He said it. There's nothing that happens in politics that's not first planned. Now, if I've already taken the time to share with you in 2014, they were talking about the coronavirus, specifically the coronavirus, okay? And we also know that in 2015, Bill Gates, that lunatic, has literally, friends, he was actually forecasting and driving his audience to fear the consequence if you didn't take the vaccination. I played that audio for you last week. Now what I want to do is I want to go to Anthony Fauci, the doctor that they're using that is parroting the same narrative that these governments and these governors, along with the president and other representatives that are profiting from this right now. I want you to listen to what he had to say, okay? And I have something to say to you right after you listen to Anthony Fauci share with you what he's going to share with you. Because it's not going to surprise you if you've got your eyes open. But if you don't, it may just a little bit. Go ahead and play that, Judah.
Given, as you heard from the introduction, that I have been around for a while and have had the opportunity and the privilege and the pleasure of serving in five administrations, I thought I would bring that perspective to the topic today, is the issue of pandemic preparedness. And if there's one message that I want to leave with you today based on my experience, and you'll see that in a moment, is that there is no question that there will be a challenge the coming administration in the arena of infectious diseases, both chronic infectious diseases in the sense of already ongoing disease, and we have certainly a large burden of that, but also there will be a surprise outbreak. There will be a surprise outbreak. There will be a surprise outbreak. And I hope by the end of my relatively short presentation, you will understand why history, the history of the last 32 years that I've been the director of NIAID, will tell the next administration that there's no doubt in anyone's mind that they will be faced with the challenges that their predecessors were faced with.
Okay, so you got the gist of it. This is, again, Anthony Fauci. This is the one that's parroting the narrative. They're using him to validate the authenticity of this virus. Okay? Now, you just heard him talking about all these things that would take place in a future administration. Did you know that he actually was recorded saying that in 2017? Did you hear what I said? He said this back in 2017, friends. They said this just came on them from nowhere. It came on them out of nowhere. They're bold-faced lying to the American people. Okay? Now, if that's not good enough for you again, I don't know what else to say to you. Question the narrative. Question the authenticity. Question, friends, the source as to who's telling you this. These are the same people that have been lying to you, hand in glove with the CIA-controlled mainstream media for decades in this country, and they're setting it up to do it again. Now they got you at home. Just think about that. They have you quarantined at home. You don't quarantine healthy people, friends. You quarantine sick people. But when you quarantine healthy people, friends, that's not looking out for our health. That's called tyranny. And that's what's at play here, friends, just for the record. That's what's at play here. Now, I want to cover this again really quick before I get to the next segment, and I'll do my best to give you a quick download on this. Now, I know that his followers believe that this was the big win for America, but I guarantee you that his followers do not know that he is driving the economy into the ground. Okay, when he ran for president, Donald Trump, this, by the way, Donald Trump is merely a reflection of the American people. That's the only reason I'm highlighting Donald Trump. He's a reflection of the American people, not me. Okay, but when he ran for president in 2016, Donald Trump said, we've got to get rid of the $19 trillion debt. I think we could do it fairly quickly, he told his followers. In fact, President Trump's 3 years in office, the national debt has increased $5 trillion. $5 trillion, America. The slogan isn't let's make America great again. The new slogan is destroying America day by day while the people worship the very man that's undermining them and destroying their country and working for his buddies on Wall Street and working with his buddies called bankers. But the good news is, namely to all of his followers, you got a $1,200 check coming, right? How's that working out for you? And if to prove the point that they're not in this together concerning the Board of Trustees with Melania Trump and Michelle Obama and Laura Bush and Hillary Rodman Clinton, if that's not good enough for you, friends, seriously, you may as well just turn me off and turn Fox News on or one of your brainwashed conservatives, because the fact of the matter is I'm showing you the fruit hanging from the corrupt branches of this administration, and it's not good for me, you, or his followers. Sons of Liberty Radio.com. Be right back.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
New York Governor Andrew Cuomo says the number of coronavirus cases is still on an upward slope, with 75,000 identified throughout the state and over 1,500 people have died from the disease. The New York governor says everyone is asking when it will be over.
It is not going to be soon. If our apex is 14 to 21 days, that's our apex. You then have to come down the other side of the mountain once you hit the apex.
The FBI's bungling of FISA applications runs far deeper than the already well-known problems with the Bureau's snooping on the Trump campaign, according to a new Inspector General's audit that came out on Tuesday. That audit found that agents either lost or never compiled backup information for some applications and made errors in others. One in every 29 applications the Justice Department audited had problems with it. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Does your business spend $500 a month or more on gas and electric bills? Did you know by making a simple free phone call, you can save up to 25% on your bill every month? What could you do with a 25% savings on utility bills every month? Energy deregulation is now available in your state. Making one simple phone call will show you how we can lower your gas and electric bills instantly, with no changes to your bill and no enrollment fee. This is a free service. The only thing you'll notice is a lower bill every month. Call U.S. Power and Light right now. Learn how easy it is to lower your utility bills for your business and save money. We promise. So if you spend over $500 a month on your gas and electric bills, please call right now and unleash your savings.
800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. That's 800-941-3381.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Okay, so I wanted to share this one more audio for you before I get over to gun sales are up 309%. That is the voice of America, by the way. It's the voice that tyrants in the mainstream media do not want you to hear that, okay? But we all heard the warnings coming from de Blasio. Remember how they rejoiced due to the fact that they signed on to the fact that somewhere or another they received delegated authority to kill a baby within its mother's womb or without, right? Remember how they rejoiced over that? They even lit up the sky line in New York there, right? I mean, this is abominable, to say the least. Well, we also know that what's going on behind this created pandemic, and you just heard during the break, by the way, friends, you heard it's we don't know when it's going to be over with now. That's how they always start things. They say don't worry about it, it's going to be really short-lived, or don't worry about it one day, like 2020, March 9th, when Trump said, don't worry about it, they're over-exaggerating what's going on here concerning the coronavirus. And on March 19th, he came out and said, I knew it was a pandemic. I always knew it was a pandemic. Not because he received orders at that time to do his master's biddings. And that's really what it comes down to. Read John 8:44. When you get a moment, you'll understand what I'm talking about. Well, now we know, behind closed doors as well, that they're funding $350 million to, on top of times three of Barack Hussein Obama, Donald Trump is literally pouring tens of millions of dollars into terror-tied organizations into America. Don't forget about the 35 jihadi camps that nobody's talking about anymore, neither, that are in America today. Broadcasted from yours truly back in 2009. It was a great report, actually. The same thing with CNN and Fox when they told the American truth, the people the truth, because I think they were afraid enough to actually tell you. But we know that they're funding them. We know that they're alluring them into America. We know that America is being handed off. They want to make sanctuary. It went from sanctuary cities now to sanctuary states. It's a felony, friends, just for the record. 1425 U.S. Code 8. Read it when you get a moment. It's a felony. for those said representatives to allure them into America on your dime, again, for the record. Well, we know that de Blasio just recently said that, listen, if the churches don't close and the synagogues don't close and you don't follow my order, he said, we're going to shut you down permanently. We see how the church is going under attack right now under this administration, just for the record. But what's interesting to note is pay attention to the correlation. They're attacking the Christian church, which is a rock of offense to their evil deeds, for the record. And it's interesting to note at the same time, simultaneously, they're handing off America again to the foreigners that are here not to assimilate but to conquer. Well, what are you talking about, Bradley? Listen to Mayor de Blasio just yesterday. I want you to listen carefully as to what he is doing in New York City while you're afraid for your life. And who's stirring up that hype, friends, and that hysteria more than the media and the politicians? No one. Pay attention to what they're doing behind closed doors. Listen to Mayor de Blasio in New York.
We're here today to make good on a promise to our Muslim brothers and sisters that a holiday of supreme importance to the Muslim community will be recognized in our school calendar so that children can honor the holiday without missing school, so that families can be together on the holiday, so that our city respects and embraces this important and growing community. We're making good on a promise, and it's time for this promise to be kept. Right now, I'm announcing that the city is adding Eid al-Fitr and Eid al-Adha as
Muslim holidays. Muslim holidays. Muslim holidays, friends. Fade that out. Okay? Muslim holidays. Folks, this—it's so crystal clear to me as to what's happening. It was right after September 11th, man. You better sign on to the Patriot Act, because if you don't, at 3:30 in the morning, by the way, where not a one said representative read those papers before signing them. What they signed on to is actually reallocating finances to create agencies to attack Americans that would be or stand in the way of the global agenda. That's what that's all about. It's called the Unpatriot Act. And we all know that just a couple weeks ago that was reauthorized, right? Behind this pandemic that's been created. I'm just telling you what they're doing, friends. I'm telling you what they're not telling you. And it's all right in front of your faces. If you're willing to find, if you're willing to seek, you're going to find it. It's a promise. They're also going after your guns right now, America. Why are they going after your guns? Because they don't want you standing. They don't want you to be, again, a stumbling block to their New World Order global agenda. They're calling for a New World Order over in Australia. I don't know if you guys know this. The Pope's calling for a New World Order. We know that China's calling for a New World Order. We know that Russia's calling for a New World Order. Oh, I thought they were all enemies. No, you need to shut the TV off. You're brainwashed. They're not enemies, friends. They're working hand in glove as they continuously sell you out. If you're one of those people that dare stand up for your Christian faith and the America as we know it, that's just the truth of the matter. But now they're going after your guns. What is going on, man? Are people aware of what's going on? Oh, absolutely they are. But again, the mainstream media, they just want to go one direction with the narrative. And how dare you question it, say big tech companies that will censor you, that will suppress you. If you post anything in opposition to what they're telling you right now concerning the government's narrative, I'll tell you what, they'll be right there to censor you, to shut you down. You need to ask yourself the question as to why that is, America. I think the writing's on the wall, is it not? Gun sales are up 309%. That's the voice that tyrants in the mainstream media do not want you to hear. It's time to communicate with your neighbors, friends, to find out that you're probably 99% on the same page in most cases. Guns are a necessary tool designed to help your people avoid a repeat of history. Listen carefully. Guns are a necessary tool designed to help your people avoid a repeat of history. That's exactly right. And folks, there's no doubt that the tyrants in the mainstream media in this country are, again, working hand in glove to continue their conquest of America. Remember what Paul Warburg said back in the 1800s. He said, we will have a new world order either by conquest or by consent. The sad fact of the matter is most people believe what he said over the Word of God to their own demise. Now even going so far as to use the coronavirus as their new crisis, of course, as an excuse to overreach and to further restrict and strip Americans of their God-given right to bear arms. Friends, compromising the Bill of Rights, you dissolve the very foundations upon which our union stands. Read the Second Amendment of the Bill of Rights. I'll say that again. Compromise the Bill of Rights and you dissolve the very foundations upon which our union stands. Our forefather equipped the people. The modern day politician attempts to strip you from what our forefathers bestowed upon us. Is that a blessing or a curse? Either you deal with corrupt politicians or else you're going to lose your country. Lawfully. Period. End of story. We have the provisions found in the U.S. Constitution. Many Americans have yet to come to the realization that what is happening today has nothing to do with our welfare. Obviously, read Psalm 94, verse 20. But on the other hand, it has everything to do with pushing forth that unlawful global agenda. And the last thing they want you to hear is that the American people are unified as a people in opposition to their agenda. I want to say it all goes for naught if it's not under God. P.S. That's my posted script. If it's not under God, your efforts, it all goes for naught. You have wooden blunt swords. You're going to lose the battle. Not by power, not by might, but by my spirit, saith the Lord. Folks, it's time for you to check yourself to make sure you're on His side. Okay? But you need to understand, here's an encouraging point. You still have the freedoms to do the right thing. How do you know that, brother? Because you're an armed people. Don't you dare give your voice over to defeat. That's not what we're made out of, right? These colors don't run, remember that? Oh, yeah, I got one on the back of my car, but I'll tell you, Bradley, the way things are looking right now, I just don't see it. No, it's good enough for them to sacrifice, right? But when it's your turn to stand up and fight, nah, let someone else do that. Again, you're the worst of men. Have zero time for people like you. You're worthless. You really are. The devil can't even use you. Folks, their method, of course, the globalists, in achieving this is to cause the enemy, you and me, who oppose them, Psalm 97, verse 10, to believe that there are more of them than there really are. And this has been the method of their madness for decades in this country. When you go to Rules for Radical, Saul Alinsky, that devil, I wonder how that's working out for him today. Saul Alinsky's Rules for Radicals is this. Listen to the tactic. It's what's being played out today. Power is not only what you have, but what the enemy thinks that you have. I'll say it again. Power is not only what you have, but what the enemy thinks that you have. You ever see the little, I seen a video not too long ago where this little pipsqueak walks up to this big kid. He was a pretty stout kid. And he was showing off in front of his friends. The little skinny pipsqueak, he was a crud. He was a little creep is what he was. He was a bully. And not for the right reasons. And he walked up to this big kid. And as he walked up to this big kid, he starts punching him right in the face. That's exactly what the American people have been allowing their corrupt politicians to do to them for decades in this country. To punch them in the face, to pull their hair, to rob them of everything that they have, to raise their taxes, to oppress them, to enslave them, try to convince them that they're vassals and they're serfs, taking care of their master's lands. Am I right or am I wrong? You know, it got to the point where this big kid looked in the mirror and he said, you know what? I can crush this kid. And instead of me just sitting back and allowing this little bully to pick up on him and to punch him in the face, he decided to pick him up and body slam him. And he did, friends. And when he did that, he put them out of total commission right then and there. And it's time that the American people do it, okay? 20 years of my life spent, America, telling you that you're the responsible party. Don't complain about what you tolerate. It's time to actually stand up and deal with the issues that are facing us today.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
United we stand, divided we fall. Here at Sons of Liberty Radio. We're calling out, asking you to stand with us financially for the sake of liberty, justice, and freedom for all. So boot up, answer the call, and enlist today by calling 1-866-233-0747.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Join me, George Norrie, in Indian Wells, California, May 29th to June 1st for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient civilizations, crop circles, and so much more. Over 150 lectures, panels, workshops, and events with leading experts, Paul Hellyer, Linda Moulton Howe, Nick Pope, Emery Smith, Stephen Greer, Russell Targ, Doc Wallach, Leslie Kane, and more. Get your tickets at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact, contactinthedesert.com.
Attention all radio listeners who still need food supplies. If you've thought about the implication of food-related supply chain disruptions and are concerned about the coming quarantines, this will be the most important message you will ever hear. Here's why. In the next few days, all Americans will face extremely hard choices. If we've learned anything from China and Italy, it's that quarantines and enforced lockdowns are just a few days away here in the U.S. Listen, while dehydrated food is becoming scarce, you can still get enough open pollinated heirloom seeds to grow a one-acre crisis garden. The truth is, growing nutrient-dense vegetables in the days ahead may actually be the single most important thing you do. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com and watch the new video to understand the nature of the threat. This could be life-saving. Lockdowns can last from 6 to 8 weeks. Get free bonus seeds. Special quarantine reports too. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, friends. I want you to listen to this final segment, 1-866-582-9933. Tim Brown, Senior Editor, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, just posted in New York, a high-level child rapist was just released from prison amid COVID-19 scares. They're emptying out the prisons, but they're prosecuting the church, and they're incarcerating pastors. Do the math. They're just showing you who they are. That's all they're doing. But I want you to listen to this carefully because it kind of goes in line with the parable that I was just giving to you before the end of the last segment. New York high-level child rapist released from prison amid COVID-19 scares. Okay, so we have an adult, a father that's saying on there, watch your kids, folks. America, you're so backwards in your thoughts. I said, deal with the pedophile, and you won't have to worry about the kids. Watch your kids, folks. Everybody lives in fear because the government doesn't want to do his job, or their job in that particular case, to prosecute a pedophile. Hey, folks, therein lies your problem. Instead of you worrying about what your enemy is doing, why don't you get busy so he's worrying about what you're doing? Because there's only so many useful idiots that they can actually hire to continuously, friends, track down those people that are like me. Folks, they're scared to death that you're going to catch on. They're scared to death that you're going to wake up and actually deal with them. Right? And again, we're talking about the law that fails to be enforced from this current administration, the past administration, and the administration before that, and the one before that, and the one before that. Folks, this is going to go on until the people have had enough. This is at our forefathers, friends. If this was happening during their time, which they would have never let it go this far, I'll tell you what, there would have been a whole lot of people swinging from ropes, wouldn't they?
Yep.
No, you teach the enemy the fear of God. In judgment upon the enemy is a mercy to society, and it shows the society that you don't need to be afraid because the government's going to do its job in dealing with the wicked. That's not what they're doing. It's their job to restrain men from sin. They're not restraining men from sin. They're advocating. They're teaching. They're exhibiting it in their lives. And instead of 328 million people rising up and understanding what I just said, they're just going to sit back and they're going to run around like a bunch of capitulating cowards with their tails stuck between their legs, making sure that they don't offend any criminal through some system of government or some incumbent individual in some representative capacity in government. We better not offend them. And then what does the media do? They blow up the criminals. You know, I want to tell you another thing they like to do, friends. They want to show you that when you do stand up and do anything, right? That they want to make sure that they can polarize you, they isolate you, they attack you, because they want, that's the message they want to give concerning anybody that dares stand up against them. What happens when 328 million people do that? They're done. They're done. And you don't need that many. As a matter of fact, Gideon learned that lesson. The Lord kept breaking it down. Because he said that no flesh had glory in his presence. The history of the church is not the majority, friends. It's the minority that God uses. I was just talking about how gun sales are up 309%. The voice that tyrants in the mainstream media don't want you to hear. Hey, friends, I was just highlighting the fact that the Saul Alinsky method. Oh, friends, by the way, disciples of Saul Alinsky, you can look in government today because almost every single one of them are, for the record. For the record. Talk to David Horowitz about that. Friends, let their cruelty swell our ranks, because they are. And in so doing, remember that strength in numbers weakens their agenda. Folks, talk to your neighbors. You're going to find out they're thinking the same things that you are. Strength in numbers, America, under God, exposes the enemies, and it weakens their agenda. Don't sit back and wait for the Lord to do for you what he commanded you to do for yourself. Currently, one of the voices of opposition in this country is the sale of guns across the country. Using one of their own outlets who blurted the truth out in their confusion, just happened to be ABC News. They reported at gun stores across the United States, people are stocking up in enormous numbers. At gun stores from California to New York, the American people are stocking up in enormous numbers, almost as if it was the end. Trying to buy ammunition because of everything that's going on with the virus and stuff, this reporter said. It's horrible, and I don't want to take any chances. Angel Colon told ABC News affiliate WPVI in Spanish. Whoa. People are arming themselves. They are lining up outside of gun stores or going online. By the way, we could take pictures of that, and I could actually show you the credibility of such pictures. There's actually people in these lines. In contrast to those people that are waiting to be tested for the coronavirus. Oh, my gosh. I had another guy do it to me today. It's just like, you stinking fool. You're just fools. You're just fools. Just for you to sit there and have the audacity to tell everybody how much the media lies and how much you don't trust the government. And then when they tell you that there's a virus and you better watch out, you listen to them as if to suggest now they told you the truth. I'm embarrassed for you, man. You hypocrite, you pretender, you live under false pretenses your whole life. But when a little fire comes, you show the whole world who you really are. And I thank God for it, because at least I know what you're made out of. And you're not made out of what I want to be around. You know, those four type of people that are there to add to your life, take away, multiply, or divide. They do none of that. I don't want them around me. This report by the ABC News outlet's useful idiot said, In February, the internet retailer Ammo.com reported a 309% increase in revenue and a 222% surge in transactions. The group is calling the sales unprecedented. Unprecedented. Why is the government trying to disarm you, America? Wow. The increased gun sales come as police departments are being forced to pare down operations due to the novel coronavirus outbreak. Some police departments are responding only to calls that involve emergencies. Calls like fender benders and lost items are being handled over the phone, or people are required to go and to give a statement at the police station. Wow. In Virginia, where the state police tracked their background check numbers, there was an 86% increase in requests in January compared to January of 2019. Folks, I have a question for you. Why are gun sales up 309%? I mean, the media and the politicians want you to believe everything they have to say. And they know that you don't believe for a good portion of you as to what they're saying today. And by the way, the people that do believe the media, the numbers are rather low. It's 6%. 6% of the American people believe the media. If you wanted the actual stat, there it is. Why are gun sales going up if everybody's just going along with what the government's doing? Unconstitutionally, might I add. If everybody's just going along the way they want you to believe that they are, then why are gun sales going up? Because people aren't. That's why. This voice that you're hearing right now is in opposition to the crimes and transgressions of those that are responsible for committing them. Hey, America, you want this to all stop? Then quarantine politicians. Quarantine the CIA-controlled media, the six corporations, their CEOs, and all of their little useful idiots of those that claim they're just doing their job across the country. Quarantine them. It'll all stop. Hey, by the way, why is it that the media hasn't been quarantined? Is that a vital operation? Apparently so. Apparently so. Whatever they say is a vital operation, you better just sit down, vassals. You better just sit down, you little slaves in America, and do as we say, because if you don't, we'll bring in the military, like the governor in Louisiana said to the pastor out there that was having church. Listen to the message, friends. Look to what they're opposed to, friends. They're opposed to the very Constitution and the enumerated laws that they promised to uphold. That's the fact of the matter. Nobody can deny it, not even the governors. That's why you can't get them on the radio. They'll be on some conservative outlet, friends, where they know that the questions will be spoon-fed to them. Scripted questions, and that's exactly what they are. By the way, I just seen Donald Trump yesterday. He was confronted by a reporter from CNN, and he just cuts him off and he said, "You're just fake news, fake news, fake news, fake news." It's funny how fake news has been given cover to you, Donald Trump, for 3.5 years now. And it's also interesting to note that that useful idiot, which he is, but he's telling the truth in this particular case. It's interesting how he's just quoting exactly what Donald Trump said, and Donald Trump didn't want the rest of us to hear it. Hey, friends, why are gun sales going up? Are these skyrocketing gun sales taking place today because the majority of the people actually believe the lies coming forth are corrupt in government and the mainstream media? John 8:44? I think not. Which only proves that we still, again, have the freedoms to do the right things. Read Isaiah 58, verse 12, and be encouraged. This is how we do every day.
If you love them enough to turn off your music and pretend like their music is your music.
Ah, this is mommy's jam.
Then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're in the right car seat.
Let's play it again.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.